Blackstone Publishing presents The Book of Awesome Women Writers. Medieval mystics, pioneering poets, fierce feminists, and first ladies of literature. By Becca Anderson. This book is read by Marguerite Gavin. This is for Mrs. Evelyn Gammon, my late and great teacher who taught me to read in the first grade and made me believe in myself. I'll never forget the support and encouragement she gave me to pursue my dreams. I also dedicate this to every teacher, librarian, and volunteer who instills a love of books in their students. And in memory of Richard J. Chin, my eternal inspiration. Forward by Vicky Leone, author of the Uppity Women series. With her new book, Becca Anderson has made it not only legitimate, but cool to be book mad. As a woman with a chronic case of bibliomania, I'm delighted to see we're out of the closet. Of course, it makes me anxious, too. Will there be enough books for everybody if, you know, all those other people become bibliophiles? As a student of history, I've learned that we're in supremely good company. Ever since there have been books, there have been bookworms. That's more than 4,000 years of voracious reading, and a lot of it accomplished by women. The making of books was a scary new technology. Marks made on clay or silk or paper became time capsules of knowledge. They conveyed secrets. They ignored distances. No wonder that, early on, books became sacrosanct in ways we cannot even imagine. From the earliest times, females honed in on the reading, transcribing, and authoring of books. Take ancient Mesopotamia, for instance. Although it made males quite testy, women occasionally became scribes. In fact, the earliest author we know of in history, male or female, was a priestess and poet named Enedwana of Ur, whose work dates from 2500 BCE. Only boys were supposed to learn reading and writing. So many women managed to do so, however, that a distinctively female written dialect called Emesal came into being. Books in Mesopotamia were palm-sized or smaller, durable, and portable. They were made of clay and were able to be reused. They sound suspiciously like the smartphones and e-books of today, don't they? With literacy came cupidity. Thousands of years ago, women lusted for books and began to collect them. One of the earliest bibliophiles was, surprise,
sample complete. Ready to continue?